Hey friends, this is Harold Long. Welcome to the weekly message from Transformation Church. I'm so glad you're carving out time to join us today. I believe this teaching can speak right to your heart and help you take the next steps in your Jesus-centered journey. I share a few thoughts at the end, but for now, let's jump into the message.
Give it up for Dan.
Thank you, church. Father God, just let my words bring glory to your name, Father. Let my testimony speak life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. A lot of emotions today, and that's that's living. So I embrace those. I don't stuff them down. I don't try to deaden them. I embrace feelings today because it took me a long time to get here. And I'm still a work in progress. But Jesus is patient, he's loving, and he's merciful. From death to life. Dead in my sin a long time. The gospel from Mark, chapter 1 through 20, speaks about the darkness, which I'm more familiar with, but I'm choosing to speak less of today. Even though I'm less familiar of walking with God, I'm choosing to embrace life today. That's where God operates, is in the now, and it takes faith, and I can walk in that today. I've been in Heartland for the past 10 months. It's an awesome place. Harold mentioned it's kind of a Christian community out in the middle of cornfields, and it's just a community that's centered around God, and it's an awesome place, and it affords me opportunity to just dedicate a year to the Word of God and studying it. And that's what I've been doing, and I've been afforded that chance once before, and I just wasn't ready to let go of some things, but I'm more willing now, and I'm taking the advantage of the opportunity I'm given. But you know, for a long time I was in agreement with the dark forces of life. And you know, somebody at Heartland, one of the group leaders, said you can't rebuke something that you're in agreement with. And that really rung home to me, because I was in agreement to a lot of the wrong things in life, and that didn't coincide with Jesus and his word. But today I speak in line with the word of God, the word of truth. And that is where power is. With I've been focused more on the in my studies with the Word of God. Also with the there's been a couple. This author I've been reading, Neil Anderson. There's a couple books that were Victory Over Darkness and The Bondage Breaker. But it's a really good author, but speaks a lot about the spiritual warfare, and that's been that's new territory for me, you know, because now I'm fighting against the darkness, and now I'm on the winning side of life. So it's and you know, Jesus gives us he gives us authority over all those evil spirits, you know, through his word. And so now it's a new walk for me to be on the right side of life, and to walk in faith, and to be against those forces of darkness. So you know, I'm learning more that my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know, and that's that's something I treasure today. You know, my temple isn't an unholy temple that I ingest trash in and, you know, and let a lot of demonic things in. So, I'm blessed to have the gift of the Holy Spirit and to be able to speak life. And even though I'm full of nerves and full of different emotions and everything, that's the new territory I'm working in, walking in with faith, and it's a whole lot better than walking in fear and darkness. And so I thank Jesus for that. And I don't know how long I've been on or whatever, but I'm just. That's what I got, and that's where I'm at today. So I'll be out. I guess I didn't have the microphone close enough, but I'll be in Heartland till September 15th. So I'll be seeing you all soon, and I'll be with my beautiful mother, my loving mother Marion, out in the crowd, who's been a huge inspiration to me. She's been by my side through it all, and I thank you, Mom. I love you, and I appreciate you being here today, too. Love you. And I love you all.
Hi, brother. I appreciate it. You don't get off that easy when you get it sitting right there in that chair. You can sit down for a minute. Breathe for a second. Because I want to ask you some questions just to expand a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm just going to ask you to talk about, I want to talk about the last 10 months. And what is it, you know, you lifted up a few things, but talk a little bit more detail. I'm just going to ask you to speak a little more deal of what your daily life looked like at Heartland and how that's shifted, how you see things, how you see the world, the lens you look through, and how that's preparing you to come home. In August, is August you come home?
Yeah. September 15th.
September 15th. So not that many months, 8 weeks away. So just talk about that this last 10 months and what that's been like. Take us on that journey with you a little bit.
Yeah, so Heartland was a vision by Charlie Sharp, who was a very successful businessman, owned Ozark National Life Insurance, and had a vision from God, so he started his community at Heartland and started building a fully functional community, which is dedicated to helping the broken and hurting, which I fall under that category, and as well as many of us. But it's been, so everything's fully, they set a pretty big chunk of money aside for discipleship, so it's just that time set aside, everything paid for under their ministry for studying the Word of God. So it's a perfect opportunity to do just that, is to dive as deep as you want into it, and that's what I've been doing. Their community is a lot of people that work there that are group leaders that run the community. They have a school, a church, people that take care of the maintenance and stuff. But there's chapel like 6 days a week, which is somebody different coming from the community, speaking the Word of God into our lives. That's how the 6 days out of the week start. And then seventh day is church on Sunday. And then they have classes that are their slogan for is Jesus is the answer. So that's it's different than a lot of other rehabs or places, that don't mention the answer, that's just all the chemical dependency lingo, and but it's void of the real true solution, which is Jesus Christ. So it's just after being to so many treatment centers and stuff, it's a huge blessing to you know, I kind of came at the tail end of my journey after multiple treatments, but I'm just glad that it, you know, that even being later in life, I guess that's the way God, you know, intended it to be, that I was more acceptable to the to God at that point. But no, it's just some classes, but not many. Mainly, it's left up to a lot of. There's a lot of rules there and stuff, but there's a lot of time that if either you're serious about studying the Word of God, or you don't necessarily have to be. I mean, there's a lot of free time that where you know, that can, you don't necessarily have to, you know, be studying the Bible, but that's just where I've been at and what I'm choosing to do. So I'm utilizing the time. I'm on my 5-day visit now. It's kind of a structured program that's set up that's pretty intensive. The first 6 months of it or so, it's like a servanthood where you get out and go to work in the community and stuff, and work in different ministries around the area. It's about 3.5 hours north on the Quincy line, Newark, Missouri. So it's kind of isolated in the middle of the cornfields, but it's actually a good spot for people like myself at this point in life, you know, to where, you know, to get away from the distractions in life and to really hit a reset and to get focused on Jesus and His Word. But it's really it's prepared me for, you know, just like Matthew 28, the Great Commission, which really I'm seeing that's my purpose in life. You know, that's to go and make disciples. But with that, there's a process to where I have to be discipled before that could happen. And so that's where this season's been. So.
Cool. I got two more questions for you. Mm-hmm. So the first question is, you come home September 15th. And so what does that look like for you coming home?
Coming home is basically homeless right now. But coming home from Heartland, it's looks like in this vicinity, because this is where I'm choosing for my home church to be. This is where I'm choosing to call my family, next to my immediate family. But more like a sober living house. I was resistant to that transition last time with from Heartland, and tried to do things on my own, along with trying to hold on to some you know, things that didn't serve me so well that I needed to let go of this time, you know, with the pills and all that stuff. So you know, life doesn't look real clear as far as looking ahead, but I got to get used to that's not what I got in God's kingdom and the walk with Jesus. You know, that's where He keeps us a lot of times, and that's where the faith comes in. You know, God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You know, so I'm necessarily not going to see too far ahead. So, but I'll adjust to His way of living compared to the old.
Okay, I got two questions. I lied. I got two more questions. One is, you look a lot healthier today than you did when you left here. Amen to that. Can you tell a difference in Tim? I want you to talk about that. Do they feed you well there?
Yes, they feed you very well. Can really gain some weight. And I mean, I put on some, but I had to kind of tone it down and push the plate back a little bit and hit the salad bar more. And so I've been doing that at lunch and dinner, and then doing the packaged protein, like fish and, or not really fish, but chicken and tuna and different things. So but once the weight got put on, you know, and then it's been hard to get off, but I've been kind of plateauing it, you know, pretty even. But yeah, metabolism slowing down a little bit, you know, and
void of amphetamines. I mean, I want to eat, so.
Okay.
Yep.
And just so you know, that it's called table muscle. So you can spin the words around a little bit. But so my last question is, and you already claimed it, you named it, that this is going to be your church family. How can this church family serve you and help you and your mom and anything else, your family, your son, everything else that you have going on? How can we step into that and make a difference in your life?
Well, you've already done that. I mean, just like today, welcome in with open arms. And I mean, this is like royal treatment here. I mean, red carpet service. They're, you know, having me, embracing me, loving me, asking me to share my testimony. It's key word love, and you all display that. So I appreciate it.
Give it up for Tim. Well, thanks, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
The band can come on back. But friends, that's not good news. That's what?
Best news ever.
That's the best news ever. So that is awesome, Tim. Thank you for sharing and being vulnerable. It's not easy to get up here and share. It's one thing to give up and give a message. It's another thing to give up and give a testimony. I mean, they are day and night different when you share what God did through you, what God's doing through you, and where you've come from. That's not always easy, especially in a short notice. And Tim didn't have a long notice, but he stepped in and did it anyway. But I know people have been asking about you. They pray about you. They're curious about you. And group me's been good, and you chime in there every chance you get to send us a few pictures and update us, and please continue to do that. But anything you need from us, just let us know, and we'll break our neck to help you achieve it. Hi again, this is Harold. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's message from Transformation Church. I hope today's teachings encouraged you wherever you are on your spiritual journey. At Transformation Church, we're a Jesus-centered community for people who aren't in the church. Whoever you are, whatever your past, you are truly welcome here. We're not concerned with your politics, your pronouns, or if you're in recovery. We want you to come as you are with all your hurts, habits, hang-ups, doubts, questions, and reservations. Our focus is simple, to become the one thing Jesus prayed we would become, one. We follow a Jesus-looking God and live Jesus-centered lives, seeking unity through love and grace. We gather every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. in House Springs, Missouri, right at the northeastern tip of the beautiful Ozark Mountains. But church isn't just on Sundays. We meet throughout the week in house churches where genuine relationships form and transformation happens in community. We're also hearing from people all over the country who are engaging in personal and group studies based on our teaching. If that's happening in your corner of the world, we'd love to know. To stay connected, find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube, or download our app. Just search for the Church app in your app store. Download it. It's church-tithely, T-I-T-H-E.ly. And then enter Transformation Church. The app will pre-fill. Inside that app, you'll find our messages, devotions, announcements, sermon notes, discussion questions, the Bible itself, prayer requests, everything you need to grow and stay connected. If you'd like to support the ministry financially, visit us on the web at www.transformer4life.org. So transformer4life.org, or you can click the Give tab in our app. Every gift, no matter the size, helps us keep sharing the best news ever and helps us grow the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Thanks again for being a part of this extended church family. I'm so glad we're in this together, shoulder to shoulder, as a Jesus-centered community, helping people rediscover life and experience true transformation.